mass atomic, spectromatic, inotropic, electromagnetic, environmental,
the storms are roaring, though the sky be falling, and your rides be stalling, you know.
Hostile spectators swarm, honest spectators swarm,
adventures calling, what's in store's not boring, won't you come and join in, because
hostile spectators swarm.
The Nugaflugel Adventures. Welcome to the La Vie University, where anything can and does happen. This is no ordinary place of learning. It is a wonderful, fantabulous, yet mysterious institution where students learn about God, about themselves, and about the true way of adventurous life lived to the max. So, what are you waiting for? Come and join our students now as they embark on the ride of their lives, because life is not a spectator sport. A terrible thing has happened to the machine. It has come under heavy enemy fire and has crash-landed on the Normandy beach in France. Only a new FTL drive will save it. JP, Tandy and Schlumpfer have been given a secret mission to find this FTL drive before it's too late.
The machine desperately needs that drive, guys. Let's leave immediately.
Whoa, look at the machine.
What?
Whoa. Something's changing.
You're right.
It's blending into the surroundings like a giant chameleon.
That's the cloaking device that hides it so no one else can steal our machine.
Come on.
JP?
Come on.
I don't know.
You come and go.
Oh, JP, let's go.
You come and go.
JP.
Dude.
Come on, chameleon.
JP, Tandy and Schlumpfer leave the lovely beach behind as they walk up a steep winding pathway through the cliffs into a shaded green wood. Schlumpfer speaks to the locals in French, and they find their way to the nearest train station.
Did the pigeon have any money attached to it?
No, why?
We need money to catch the train, guys.
Oh, dear.
Euros, to be more precise.
They stood at the ticket office as if a thick cloud of gloom were hovering over them, wondering how they would ever get to Paris. They were suddenly approached by a large round man, all dressed in white, wearing a chef's hat and carrying a basket of delicious chocolate croissants. He had a thin moustache that curled at the ends and a twinkle in his eye.
Machines and friendships often break.
Fix them up for heaven's sake.
Upon hearing the correct secret answer, the man handed over a large chocolate croissant and waddled away down the street. Schlumpfer couldn't resist taking a big bite of the delicious fresh croissant. As he chewed, he felt something un-croissant-like and spat it out, only to discover that the chewy bit was in fact money hidden inside. It was more than enough money to take them on a train journey from Normandy right into Paris, the bustling, vibrant capital city of France. JP, Tandy and Schlumpfer arrive in Paris Central Station in high spirits. Schlumpfer asks directions to the Eiffel Tower and JP grabs a tourist handbook full of interesting French facts. They arrive at the Eiffel Tower, pay their entrance fee and begin to climb the stairs up to the first floor. They huff and puff their way up the seemingly never-ending stairs. As they do so, JP finds the need to share this new information with everyone around him. JP is convinced that everyone shares his love of interesting factoids, much to the annoyance of Tandy and Schlumpfer.
Wait. Here's more.
Oh, no.
Did you know the Eiffel Tower has 2.5 million rivets in it?
291 steps.
Oh, you're really going to love this one.
I'm sure.
The Eiffel Tower stands 320 meters tall. The same height of an 81-story building. And wait, it weighs 7,000 tons.
298 steps.
7,000 tons. That's amazing.
300. This is cruel.
What?
I can't walk up another two flights.
Yes.
No.
Let's just catch the elevator to the top. Does anyone else think that the Eiffel Tower looks like a large iron giraffe?
Yeah. You're right. It sort of does.
Oh, in 1925, a con artist sold the Eiffel Tower for scrap. Twice! He sold it twice! It's fascinating!
This is an amazing view. We can see the whole of Paris. It makes all that step climbing worth it, Sammy.
Just let me get my breath back.
Sammy?
Are
you right?
We can see the River Seine from here.
No.
I'm sure I can find an interesting fact over here somewhere. Must be here.
Oh, no.
Machines and friendships often break. Mm-hmm.
That's our secret phrase. Who said that?
I think that man over there, wearing a red beret and reading a newspaper. Give him the answer, Sammy.
Fix him up, for heaven's sake.
That is so true. Many things crack under pressure. It's easy to fix a machine. You may just need a spare part. Friendships, on the other hand, are more valuable. And when they come at a strain, great care must be taken to mend them as soon as possible, for heaven's sake. As it says in the Bible in Proverbs 17, verse 17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity, born to help in time of need.
Professor, it's you! You sent us the pigeon! It's the professor!
It's the professor!
Whoa!
Bonjour! Well,
bonjour, my young students!
Awesome!
But how could you possibly know about
it? Paris and I, we go way back. Which reminds me of that time when the city was under siege.
Another story.
We had to get the Mona Lisa to safety. There wasn't much time. Spies and enemy soldiers were everywhere. Buildings were burning. Bombs were falling. Chaos reigned. We chose a moonless night to smuggle the priceless painting out. I used
Betsy,
my faithful motorbike and sidecar, to travel through the French countryside. We were almost caught at the border, but managed to slip by and keep this Da Vinci masterpiece safe until things calmed down. Ah, those were fun times.
Ooh, that sounds like the Second World War.
It does.
Just how old is the professor?
But getting back to the matter at hand, you need a new FTL drive.
Yes, we do. But how did you know that?
I know many things. Now you have to go to the Musée du Louvre.
The Louvre Museum.
Well done, Samuel. You have a remarkable gift for languages, my boy. Now you need to find my friend, the museum curator. Her name is Mademoiselle Rosée Pantera. Please send her my warmest regards, as well as that of Lisa Garandini Giocondo. Got that? Now for more important matters.
Yes?
I need to find a good espresso. See you around.
Oh, alrighty then. Anyway, we can walk to the Louvre. My guidebook says it's only a few kilometers away. Come, let's go.
As long as there aren't any stairs.
Did you know?
No.
The Louvre Museum was a former royal palace and has over 6 million visitors a year. Interesting, eh?
Oh, be still, my beating heart.
Don't look now, but I think we're being followed. There's this weird guy.
Ooh, here's another. It's a fascinating factoid. Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa is the most famous painting in the world. And it isn't even insured. Why? Because it's priceless.
Sammy, priceless. That weird guy, what does he look like?
He has a painted white face, a beret, a black pants, black and white striped top, white gloves. It's quite scary. And he's got an odd walk. What should we do?
What? Who? What? Oh, look, Schlumpfer, you're being followed by a mime. You know, an actor who doesn't talk. Ooh, he's copying how you walk. He's quite good as well.
He scares me. Let's walk quickly.
Okay, let's go.
J.P. Tandy, Schlumpfer, and the mime walk through the busy streets of Paris until they arrive at the Louvre. The mime waves goodbye and proceeds to follow another unsuspecting tourist down the street. As our three friends enter the grandiose museum, they bump into two French citizens hurrying through the foyer. The man drops the large square parcel he was carrying under his arm.
Excuse me, sir. You dropped this.
Thank you, Mimi.
Don't you mean...
Mon ami?
Yes, that is what I said, Mimi.
Hey, wait a minute. This looks like the Mona Lisa painting. What's going on?
As we bought it at the gift shop, a souvenir for my grandmother.
Où habitait ta grand-mère?
Huh?
Pardon?
Qui?
Parlez-vous français?
Yes, oui. We really must be going.
Not so fast. Why can't you understand French? You stole the Mona Lisa painting!
No.
Security! Security!
Arrest these two!
Oh, no! I was so close! I was the man with the plan! Oh, fool again!
Let's go, yes. You big fool!
They stole it! Security! Catch them!
It's you! Vovica and Valkolon! The villains!
Oh, dear. The villains are back on the scene. Wherever the villains are, trouble is sure to follow. Will our three students be able to complete their secret mission and fix the machine before it's too late? Be sure not to miss out on the next exciting episode of the Nougaflugel Adventures.
Nougaflugel.
Learn more about the Nougaflugel Adventures at flugel.co.za. That's FLOOGAL.co.za. See you there.